Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're coming to you live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what you're going to get Papa for Father's Day if he's a griller. Bob and I got a lot of ideas on how you should spend your money on the old man. So I am Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And it is prepping for Father's Day at the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio airwaves currently in North America, and the only one, by the way. We're coming to you from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studio, we're happy to say. And we have all sorts of things prepped so that you can either pass it on to your family to get you the right thing, or maybe you're buying something for your father. So that's what it's all about today. And did you grill anything cool this week, Jop?
You know, we were just talking about that. I did two graduations since we've talked last, and both of them were pulled pork smorgasbord, so
nice.
To speak. So nothing extravagant.
Keep the crowd happy.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, it holds so well. You know, you get it cooked and you put it in a chafing dish and it'll taste just as good 2 hours from now as it did when I set it down there. If you just keep a little bit of moisture on it, it doesn't dry out. It's just kind of a nice food for that buffet line.
Too easy.
Yeah. I went to a graduation party, though, and this was the interesting part, is they had a breakfast buffet. The party was 11 to 3, and they catered it a big pan of scrambled eggs with a little bit of cheese on them. And then they had the sausage, the bacon, the onions, the tomatoes, other cheeses that you could put on top of it. And then they had French toast on the end.
So it's like a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, right. But I'd never been to a graduation party where they were serving breakfast. But theirs was 11 to 2, so that's what they chose to do.
Did they cater it?
Yeah. Not with me.
And it was good quality.
It was really good quality. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because I thought scrambled eggs in a pan after, but they kept refreshing them. It was a big party, the popular kid, athlete, that kind of thing. But
cool.
It was kind of cool. So that was different. I never saw one of those before.
Nice.
I've eaten at a lot of buffets, right?
Tonight I'm looking forward to going to Kielbasa Idol. That's on the west side of Grand Rapids.
I'll be there with you, brother.
I was going to say Detroit. And so we'll be happy to see Eddie Sip. And of course, eat all sorts of good kielbasa. I last weekend, maybe it was actually like Monday of this week, I went over to my brother's and I stopped by Sobey's and bought a bunch of brats and their Parkside kielbasa. And my brother just called me last night to say, what was the name of that kielbasa? Well, where do you get that?
Right.
What is it? Because that is a fantastic kielbasa.
Well, let me tell you that they would never say this, and I'm not slamming anybody at Kielbasa Idol because we've been involved with those guys for a long time.
Right.
But Sobey's stopped going.
Right.
Because they won every year.
Yeah.
With their Parkside
kielbasa.
That recipe
is that good.
Yeah, it is. It's just a fantastic recipe. They're on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. And that park is called Parkside Kielbasa, not their original recipe. They purchased it from Parkside Market when it went out of business.
Right.
And he'll give all the credit to them, but it is an amazing kielbasa recipe.
Yeah, it still probably hurts his feelings just a little bit that recipe is better than his.
Yeah.
I want to give a little shout-out to a friend, Floyd Gates from Bodman Law Firm in Grand Rapids, who did me a solid. Just want to say if you need a good attorney, Floyd Gates is your man. He's a crackerjack dude. You know him as well. We've done their tailgate events before at Michigan State. And anyway, just want to give him a little shout out. On June 24th, if you're in northern Michigan, it's a Monday, so it might be hard if you're working. But I'm going to be at Northwoods Wholesale Outlet at 1 o'clock doing a little demonstration on the American barbecue system's patio smokers They've got a slew of them in there, and so I'm going to be demoing and training. So if you want to see a really good patio charcoal smoker, that'll be a good time to do it.
And where is that, Bob? What part of the state?
Pinconning.
Oh, yeah, clear on the northeast side of the state up by the Thumb, right?
Yeah, it is. And then when I'm done with that, I'm heading up to Augrey to do some fishing with Captain Ken.
Good for you.
So the next day we'll be doing a little fishing. But anyway, June 24th, Northwoods Wholesale Outlet, 1 o'clock. Come on by, and we'll let you taste some tasty treats.
Captain Ken, you know what? That's a great gift for the Father's Day.
Sure it is
a walleye charter out of Augrey, Michigan, in the Saginaw Bay. It's funny. It sounds like you're going up there the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on his boat on July 3rd. So we're a week apart.
We'll try and save you a few fish.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. But no, the bay's full of them. We've been chatting with him, and he's good. But, yeah, that Jireh, J-I-R-E-H, JireHCharters.com, you can find him. What a great – I mean, we'll both have real testimonials on it here in another 3-4 weeks. But
they're always solid. They're
solid.
The stringers will be full of walleye. They'll be gorgeous. It's a great photo op, great memories for the family, whoever you take. But Captain Ken is the consummate host and a heck of a captain. He'll put you on some fish, that's for sure. I've got another Father's Day idea for you, and this is going to sound a little funny, but I hope my family's listening, because there's one product at Victoria's Secret that they sell for men, and it's a cologne called Very Sexy. And I can personally testify that it is the sexiest men's cologne you'll ever smell. And I was turned on to it by a good buddy. His name is Daniel Boone, believe it or not. And
he's a pastor at our church.
Going into
Vic's Secret to get cologne. I'm pretty sure that that's divine intervention right there, baby.
I think so. Victoria's Secret is helping us out. And right now, we're going to do the Siciliano's Beer of the Week.
So we've got a little Lagunitas daytime. This is their IPA. And Lagunitas has been around a long time.
Some people actually call it Lagunitas.
Okay, well, however you want to, you can do that. But anyway, tell us what you think, Bob. I haven't had a chance to open one
yet. Well, I just poured you one there, but Lagunitas is a very large national brand out of California. This is their daytime IPA. It's a Sessions IPA, It's a 4% ABV, so it's something you can drink at your desk and not get in trouble, I think is what Session stands for, isn't it?
Not at my desk, but maybe at yours, you guys that work from home.
Cheers.
You can function with this. But anyway, once again, Siciliano's Market has hundreds and hundreds of beers, and they'll let you buy these by the can. This one's $1.89 a can. So the cool part about that, I say it every week, but it is that you can try one before you have to commit to six of them.
That is really nice.
Well,
I'm
going to
try. Nice. And, you know, in the summertime, a session beer, a session ale, IPA, is nice to have, because you tend to drink more in the summer. You know, it's hot out. You sweat. You evaporate a lot of liquids, and you want to replenish the liquids. And if you're drinking a heavier microbrew in particular, you'll be tipping over before the party's over.
And that's right.
We've all been there. It's not fun, and it's really not fun to hear about the day after.
Well, exactly, or experience it the day after, right? And we ought to be safe, you know, when we're out there. You go to somebody's house, you don't want to get tipped over and then have to drive home. It's not
that is thing. Really good. Right. I like that.
So coming up next, we've got Dan Marguerite with Backyard Barbecue. He's going to have a bunch of dad ideas. It's called BackyardBBQStore.com. You've met this guy, Bob, or what we just talked
about? He's an old friend of mine. He's from Willamette, Illinois, and we're going to get with Danny in just a minute.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Joff from The Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking everything Father's Day, and we're going to be enjoying some of that good grilled food over this weekend. And, Barbecue Bob, you got one of your buddies on the line that might be able to help us.
I do. It's always buddy time on the Grilling Guys. A little shout out and thanks to our wonderful producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, always coming up with the appropriate tunes to get the blood going, right?
Exactly.
Get you pumped. So we're going to talk right now with a guy named Dan Marguerite. He's got a store in Willamette, Illinois that's called Backyard Barbecue, and I've known Dan for a long, long time. And if you want to know anything about the grilling industry, grills and smokers, this is the store. It's a must-see. It's a destination. It's unbelievable in his new location right now. Dan Marguerite, Backyard Barbecues. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, we're on top of it here. We're tasting a nice Lagunitas Daytime Session IPA. And start the morning off right. Saturdays are good for IPAs. Danny Jopp's here with me, and he's my partner in the show. Danny is a longtime friend and client. He's taught me so much about the grill business through his years and years of running a retail outlet, and he's in a new store. So tell us a little bit about your new location, because the old one was so cool. I couldn't believe you moved, but you're right across the street, so it's all good.
Yeah, the old one was nice. You know, it had two sides to it, but it was only about 2,400 square feet, and we just slowly grew out of it. So about 3.5 years ago, the car wash across the street came up for sale. So it's about 5,000 square feet. So I turned it into a giant showroom / party event space / grilling destination.
It is, and if you go to his website, it's called BackyardBBQStore.com. You can take a peek at this store, and dude, you've got so much style and class. I'm just happy to know you, because I just want to glean a little bit of that from you.
No, it really turned out nice. I give credit to my architect, my landscape design guy that helped out, and just everyone that's kind of put a lot of work and effort into this place, and my wife, who designed a lot of it too. We have the nicest women's bathroom in downtown Willamette now.
Well, the cool thing about even your old store and the laws of Illinois or maybe Chicago, Willamette, Illinois is a northern suburb of Chicago, and it's a really cool area. It's a beautiful area, and you've got a lot of great clientele who love your store. His store turned into kind of the club, Jop, and one of the reasons it's a club is because he always has a couple tappers going with some good beers, and your buddy owns a little beer company over in Cleveland. What's that called?
Oh, yeah, Great Lakes. Yeah, he'll be here this weekend, actually, for my nephew's wedding.
Nice.
Yeah, so I actually have increased my tappers, too. I have 10 on draft now. As you know, Bob, I like beer. So
yeah, well.
So hold on. Let me understand this. This is a barbecue equipment store with a bar in it? Okay, yeah. Now I'm getting the whole genius thing. It just hit me.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, as the beer count goes up, the grill sales start to ring.
It is genius because yeah. I've been there for a number of events, and, of course, he was a client of mine for years, and so I would love to stop by because the first thing I'd do is grab a mug to make sure his tapper was clean. But the genius of it is he gets all the boys in the neighborhood to want to stop by to buy something because they get to have a pint.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what's nice is my new location, I'm right next, literally if you look out my one garage door, that you can kind of see that, I can open it up. It's the hardware store parking lot. So every guy's got to go to the hardware store on Saturday.
Right.
So he can then come over here. It's their new little hideaway when they're going to the...
Well, yeah, it isn't a quick trip to the hardware anymore. I can see that a mile away.
Right.
So yeah. Let's hear about some things that you think in your store that would make great Father's Day gifts.
So now with Father's Day, we sell, I mean, there's probably like a top 10 would be like, we sell a lot of wireless thermometers, the ThermalWorks Smoke, the ThermalWorks ThermoPen, too, we sell a ton of. We always have a couple good classes after Father's Day, so we sell a lot of tickets for that. You know, we sell a lot of grilling sets. We sell a lot of Big Green Eggs, too, just because they kind of, the wife waits until Father's Day to buy it for their hubby. Let's see, what else?
Yeah, you really do some damage with the Big Green Egg. I know you have... they like you.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's a good relationship. I've had one for 20 years, is why, you know, so I know how to cook on it.
So, Dan, for the guy that, or the person that doesn't want to buy Dad a $1,000 gift, you've got some, I see, I'm looking at your site right now, you've got a wide variety of rubs, sauces, seasonings, those kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we sell a lot of that too. Yeah, I mean, some guys are local, some guys are from Texas. You know, you'll see them all from all over the country that I've got. I get a lot of samples sent to me, you know, because they hear about my store or whatever. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't, but I definitely taste everything we sell.
Yeah.
We use a lot of it here too for our events. You know,
it's always fun, isn't it? And there's so many good rubs. I get a bunch of them sent to me as well. I have yet to find any that I really say, wow, that's horrible. There's just so many good ones out there.
Yeah, I've had a few of those over the years, and it's hard, like, you know, because the person calls all excited, and you kind of try to let them down easily.
Right.
That happens to Bob a lot. He's a salesman.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Dan Marguerite from Backyard Barbecue Store in Willamette, Illinois. If you get into the Chicago area, and if you've never been – well, I'll guarantee you, you've never been to a store like this. If you like to grill, and if your wife will tolerate you absolutely falling in love with a retailer, this is the place to go because this store is, well, first of all, when your wife goes in with you, if she does, she's going to absolutely love the layout and the design because you just feel like you're in a dream.
Plus, we have rosé on draft for the wife.
Don't miss a beat, baby. That's cool. Hey, I noticed you've got some outdoor kitchens inside displays. How's that business for you?
It's good. We do a lot. You know, we work with a lot of designers and landscape contractors that like to send their customers in here because we display them. They can see. We probably have four different stone structures built in here with grill heads and a lot of different components, you know, trash, you know, doors, drawers, et cetera, beer tappers that are technically live because I use them anyway. Outdoor refrigerators. So So it's become a destination for that because of how many we do have on display. I've got, you know, a couple eggs live outside. I've got a Kalamazoo grill live outside. I've got a Kalamazoo pizza oven live outside because we do serve food here too on the weekends. So I'm using those constantly.
Jop, Danny does a great job with Kalamazoo grills. We've had their designer on the show before, and I just know that you do that product a solid. Tell us one more time your website.
It's backyardbbqstore.com.
Okay, it's called Backyard Barbecue. If you get into the Chicago area, it's in Willamette, Illinois. Dan Marguerite, always a good time to talk to you, brother.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Happy grilling this summer.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to bring it back local to Michigan. We've got our own grill supplier, Garrett's Appliance in West Michigan, and they have a host of equipment that you're going to want to see for Father's Day as well. So stick with us. We'll be back. How did I get here? What have I done? When will all my hopes advance? How will I know him when I look in my father's eyes?
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about Father's Day. We've just went to Willamette, Illinois, and a cool store down there if you get down that way. But bring it back home now because our longtime friends and sponsor, the Garrett's Appliance, our buddy Brad is here from Garrett's.
That's right. Brad Ensing in studio right now with Father's Day gifts from the Grillin' Zone.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to give a shout-out for this Lagunitas as well. Nothing like a beer in the morning. Even though I am a more of a bourbon kind of guy, this hits the spot.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
First beer is always
perfect.
Good.
Perfect beer. It's cold and within reach.
If my bosses are listening today, I am off the clock. So I think we're legal this morning. So I appreciate you having me on. First, before we start, shout out to my dad, Steve, for raising me.
I've met Steve.
Guy.
Nice guy.
He is, and he put up with a lot of crap for me. So
I can imagine.
I can imagine as well.
Yeah. He's probably pretty proud of you, though. You're raising a nice family, and you work for a great company that loves you.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of that, if my daughters are listening today and my beautiful wife, I've got a couple Father's Idea gifts that I think any guy would love.
Oh, try the Very Sexy from Victoria's Secret.
I don't think I can walk into that store. I'm sorry.
They can.
Can they?
That's the beauty.
Well, you know what?
You don't have to go in. They're already going there, dude. Trust me.
My 11 and 8-year-old daughter better not be going there at this point.
I will lay dollars on this right now that they have been there.
Oh, there we go. Mother will talk about that later.
We're right. Facebook friends, pal. Okay, so give us some good ideas for Father's Day gifts from Garrett's Appliance. And you have two stores. one on 29th Street in Kentwood, and the big store on 28th Street in Wyoming.
You got it. So as much as dads out there love grills, and we have a ton of grills, everything from your smokers to your wood pellet to your normal traditional grills, you know what? Not everybody is going to get a grill for Father's Day, or maybe dad's got one here from a couple years ago. So we've tried to bring a couple other things in as a great gift idea for dad, anywhere from seasonings, rubs. I tell you what, I was out fishing Lake Michigan here the other day, hit into some salmon with my buddy Matt, and Out of the Woods is his boat name. And I was using some Summer Shandy rub on that salmon. Absolutely amazing. They've got an apricot sauce, too, that I might add goes spectacular on fish.
So that Summer Shandy, that comes from a beer maker.
Correct.
They're making sauce now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they have a sauce, a lemon-ish flavored
Leinenkugel's, right?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to say it because I'd probably pronounce it the wrong way, because I always take jabs at my old man.
No, that's all right.
The Leinenkugel's, yeah. Yeah, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. They make a dry rub as well as a sauce. We have rubs for chicken, pork, steak, unit vegetable rub for all those guys out there that are cutting meat out of their diet for some odd reason.
Right.
And not only are the sauces delicious, you know, they're a great value. Through Father's Day, we're running buy two, get one free. So a great way to get dad three great rubs or sauces for right around $20 or so. The other thing is, oh, you're pouring another one. That looks absolutely delicious.
Squirrel!
It's a John T. from Schmoes.
It happens. So the other thing, we came on with a brand called Grizzly Coolers. We're running a promo on that as well. All made in the U.S., very similar to another cooler out on the market that rhymes with spaghetti.
Right.
This cooler, though, is completely made in the U.S., all their models. Right now we're doing a special that you buy a cooler, we're going to give you a free can cozy along with that, any size cooler, or you have the choice if you don't want the can cozy, get a little money off it as well.
Let me tell you, we bought a dozen of those from you guys last year at Standard Lumber, and we go around, we feed contractors, right, all summer long. It's kind of a little Goodwill tour
we do.
The
Grizzlies, you bought a dozen?
Yeah, we bought a dozen of them. Yeah, they're a roto-molded cooler.
Correct.
Right? They're the 8 days, keep a bag of ice in them kind of thing in 100-degree heat. Wonderful. And we gave a dozen of them away last summer. We're going to do it again this summer as well. And
them are nice.
Yes, they are. They're very nice. And I don't have one, but I gave away a bunch of them, and people were very happy with them. And every bit as good as the spaghetti.
Yeah, you got it. And they come in colors, too. So maybe that dad doesn't want a white one. They've got green, orange, tan, you name it.
We gave away the bright standard orange contractor color look. But
they're beautiful.
But yeah, and the benefit of that is they're about two-thirds the price of the spaghetti one. And we can say Yeti. We just don't promote those. So, but anyway, at the end of the day, it's a great value in a cooler. We saw it, and that's why we grabbed them.
You know, they have a couple soft sides, too. Last time I was heading up north to our place.
Yes.
I grabbed that, loaded it up with ice before I left on a two-hour wonderful car ride in 131 traffic where it was 9 trillion degrees.
Is that a Ziploc top?
It's a zip top, but they have a fold that goes over your items that you can cinch down. It's almost like a rubber seal that goes over. So
like
I sat that in the car, 2 hours sweltering heat in my car ride up. Threw it right on the pontoon boat because I am over 40 and I own a pontoon boat. And we continued to cruise for about 6 hours enjoying beverages out of that thing that stayed icy cold along with some popsicles for my beautiful daughters. One other thing to mention.
The popsicles were frozen?
Popsicles stayed frozen.
Crazy.
It is wild.
Yeah.
They were nice. Yeah, so I like the soft one. It'd be like a go bag for beverages.
You got it.
Right.
Good beverages.
So, Brad, I'm going to take a little tangent here. We talked a little bit off air. You're a very avid fisherman, and we talked a little bit about salmon.
I've never caught an avid.
No?
No.
You got to use a real small fly fishing fly to catch an avid.
Right, yeah. Maybe an aphid.
Aphid.
Right? Yeah. That's what that is. Yeah, and an entomologist. But anyway, want to talk a little bit about preparing salmon. It's one of those things where a lot of people, like, you know, kind of shrug like, I don't want to eat any salmon because it can be very fishy. And
absolutely.
So you were talking about maybe a brine
to
use. And Bob, I know you chimed in on that as well. I've got a party Tuesday night where I'm serving salmon to 30 people. And I'm no pun intended, but I'm fishing for a good recipe.
There you go. So there's a couple ways to do salmon, and I always say the tough part is a lot of people will go to the grocery store. They'll buy an Atlantic salmon or something along those lines. Not a lot of fish taste to that. However, when we get out into Lake Michigan and we're, you know, utilizing our natural resources we have here in this beautiful state, especially when you get into those little larger salmon, they got some fishy taste. So a couple different ways you can do it. Always, you know, we talked a little bit about cedar planking. There are some great brines. Bob, you were talking about a little water and white wine.
Yeah,
which
works very
works
nice.
Amazingly.
A little salt.
I do a little salt, a little apple juice, and water with a little brown sugar in there as well. A lot of times I'll use that brine for a day or two before I start smoking fish. Make sure if you're going to do that, get a good pellicate on there to make sure that smoke sticks to them. Recently,
you
though,
put a pelican on it?
A pelican.
I think you mean pellicle.
You know what?
Pelican would eat your fish.
I said pelicate, right. But that's okay.
All right. Okay. That's
yeah,
all right.
Call me out. but, you know, when you're using that fish out there, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. A ton of websites all have different variations to do it. But I find a good smoke along with your fish or a good wood burn while you're going. If you don't have a wood pellet grill, maybe you're using a cedar plank. Maybe you're throwing some chips in there as well to add some flavor. Makes that fish just taste absolutely amazing. And a little good rub on there, light rub, light seasoning as well.
Nice. So tell us a few more gifts real quick. We
got
a minute left.
So
Garrett's Appliance, what can we get?
Grills, bourbon for Brad. We got rubs. We got seasonings. Another great thing, great idea that isn't too crazy right now. Maybe the old man's looking for a beer fridge. We got some really cool beer fridge. We just got about 90 units in factory blem, some top freezers.
Wow.
If you're looking for a great deal on a top freezer or those little under-counter refrigerators. They don't have to go under the counter, but maybe you just want to set something in your garage, keep an extra couple sodas.
I bet you have some kegerators too, don't you?
We do have kegerators for the dad that likes to go through the beers a little faster or root beer. Those get a little bit pricier for the dad that's got everything. That's a great gift idea.
It sure
as well.
Is. I don't have one yet.
No, I hope your kids are listening.
I do too.
Yeah.
At least I'll get some very sexy.
Yeah.
Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance, thanks for joining us. Stick around and enjoy this John T. Pilsner from Schmoes.
Right. Monte Cristo is coming up next. Him and his dad are going to be on our grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoes Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoes 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoes Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're talking everything Father's Day. And Barbecue Bob, we haven't hit much of a recipe yet. And
yeah, that's why the show's so good. We're not boring people with ingredients.
Right, yeah.
We need a tablespoon of salt and a little bit of love.
Exactly. So we're going to start that now then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, years ago, I worked for a bank out of California, and our headquarters, our regional office was in Indianapolis. And I went down there for some training. I was a young buck, and the Indiana manager took me for a little walkabout, and we ended up down at French Lick. And that's a giant resort on the south end of Indiana, and it's fabulous. It's one of the few lakes in Indiana. I think there's four. It's one of those. And there's this awesome resort on the south end of it, and it's just really cool. But we went in for lunch, and Jimmy said, you ever have a Monte Cristo? And I said, no. He goes, well, that's what you're going to have. I said, okay. And so I get this sandwich, and it was like French toast with ham and cheese. And then there might have been turkey. Some people put turkey, some not. I don't think this one did. But then they had this beautiful raspberry yogurt that you dipped your sandwich in, like a French dip, you know.
Well, you were in French Lick.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
So I licked it and dipped it, and it was good.
Don't those have powdered sugar on them, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So I came up with a way to do that on the grill.
Sure you
ish, did. Ish. And it'll be on the website this afternoon. Because I'm making it as soon as I get home. I haven't actually done this yet, but I know it'll work because I've done something like it. But the main thing is, if you like French toast, and who doesn't, make up your French toast, which is basically egg and milk. If you really want to go rich, you can use a little half and half. That makes it incredibly good.
A little vanilla.
You can, or you don't have to. In this case, I would not. But that's up to you. Cinnamon. People do all sorts of profiles. But the key is, when you're doing this, you flip it once, and on one side, you're going to cook it thoroughly. On the other side, you're just going to cook it kind of lightly. Now, that thorough side is going to be faced up on your cutting board. When you cook them, you put the well-done side up, and you're going to stack your Swiss cheese or provolone, whatever you care to do, and then your ham on top of that, and you're going to place that tender side that's not quite fully cooked on the grill, and you're going to close your lid about medium heat, and you're going to grill that sandwich for about 4 minutes, maybe five, until that cheese starts melting, and then you're just simply going to put it together. You're going to have some beautiful grill marks, and you bring that in, cut it in half or in quarters so it's triangles. And then you make up this sauce out of plain yogurt and raspberry preserves or strawberry preserves. Maureen makes a homemade strawberry jam, and that's what I'm going to be using with some plain yogurt, vanilla or plain, whatever's in the fridge. And just going to whip that together. And, you know, you might have to use your little emulsifier, and it makes it nice and fluffy and creamy. And you dip that in there, and my goodness, it's so good. Now, some places will serve you with a regular Monte Cristo. They'll serve you some maple syrup, and I've seen that before. I've never done it that way myself. I've made these before, but never on the grill, which is why we're going to opt to have one side very lightly fried, but still have enough of the EVO or vegetable oil or bacon grease, whatever you're frying it in, on that side you lightly fry so that when you put it on the grill, it'll be kind of oily and it won't stick because you don't want to leave it there.
This recipe needs a side of bacon or maybe the bacon on it.
No, it's got ham in it.
Oh, I thought you said turkey.
Ham or turkey or both. Right. Some recipes call for both. I'm opting for ham. But
I want to be ahead of the ham. I want that belly bacon.
Well, I guess my question back to you, Bob, is are you flipping that sandwich so you're grilling both sides? So
no.
Just grilling
you
one
have
side.
You have both pieces of bread on the grill, tender side, rare side down. Your well-done side is up with cheese on each slice and then ham on one of them. So when you marry them together, you're going to have a nice ham steak bound together with Swiss cheese. It'll keep it together. So by the time you cut it into triangles for dipping, it'll stay together. It won't be falling apart on you. And I'm telling you, raspberry yogurt, raspberry with some yogurt or strawberry with some yogurt, it's just a cool combination, a little sweet.
A little salty.
The key is sweet. Oh, yeah. And if you want to finish it off with a little confection sugar, that's fine too.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Steak marinade. This is something that I don't do a lot of. I let my steak do the talking, and I don't usually marinate steak if I'm buying a good steak. But maybe I'm buying a lesser cut, and it's a little bit tough, so I'm going to put some marinade on it. And I know we want to talk about that because not everybody spends $13.99 a pound for a porterhouse when they put it on the grill. And if you're feeding a lot of people, you might get a flank or you might get a something like that, and you might want to marinate it. And you're talking about a garlic ginger marinade.
Yeah, we've done this recipe a few years ago. It's on thegrillinguys.com. Go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. On the top right side, you'll see a search bar. Just punch in marinade, and all of our marinades will pop up. Most of them are really good. And
most of them.
Well, I can't say that I like them all.
Sounds like that commercial on TV, right? Yeah, it's almost good enough. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I don't use a lot of marinades, but this one I really like. And it's real simple. It's red wine and soy sauce. And then it's got a couple chopped cloves of garlic and some ground ginger. And it just gives it a really, really cool kick. So let's say you have a little bit of a boring cut that, you know, isn't necessarily flavorful. I think of tenderloin. If I think of boring meat, I think of beef tenderloin. It's about the dullest piece of beef you could ever cook.
Super tender, but not super.
There's no flavor there. So maybe you want to marinate a whole loin and just to give it some zip so it has something going on other than being tender.
Right.
Eat me.
Yeah.
But that's a good marinade. It's on thegrillinguys.com. Don't forget to check the right sidebar. You'll see all of our sponsors, Garrett's Appliances there. You'll see ThermoWorks. You'll see Schmoes. You'll see, oh, my goodness, Sobey Meats, Old World Olive Company, all sorts of people. You might even see Standard Lumber and Kitchen.
Yeah, you might. You know what? Great place to do some man shopping. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
This man law I wrote for Randy, and it's short shorts have been banned unless in a participating in a sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, this one's your part as well. No real man should be allowed to pop his collar.
Right, I'm not a collar popper, and generally I'm a cargo short guy, even though those probably were not a popularity about 10 years
ago. No, my family told me they're gone, and I walked into the mall, and I saw this very hip millennial shop, and the mannequins all had cargo shorts on them, so I'm like, right there is the proof. I'm buying them.
Okay, quick question for you guys.
Right.
Did dudes' pants get shorter and shorter nowadays, too?
Yeah.
I'm going out. I'm saying I don't know if they can't afford that last 4 inches on the pants leg.
They're turning into sissies.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm figuring.
We're turning out a lot of sissies, yep. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Well, you know what? I was at these graduation parties that I've been going to, catering or as an invitee, and they are. You're right. There's 3-4 inches of ankle showing. And I'm like, well, this
we
is
call
not
them
for
man
me.
Prees at my house,
right? Yeah,
I'm like, I guess maybe I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm sad. That's just sad.
Well, yeah. You know, there was a lot of little hottie girls around these guys, so maybe they know something we don't know.
I
don't know.
They need
They're
to grow
all high
some
school
meat.
Kids. That's what they did, right?
Yeah,
that's what they do. But anyway,
well, you know, we just celebrated the 75th anniversary of the storming the beaches of Normandy. And I don't think any of those guys would really understand it.
Probably not. It was my dad was in on that, so it's good time. It was a very good time, good memories for him serving. Coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station, a rolled stuffed burger. Stick with us.
How I'd love, love to dance with my father again.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Just welcome back. People, that's all guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to bring this train to the station, but not until Bob imparts his wisdom on a rolled stuffed burger.
Well, it's one time when you get to use your skills from Fair State College.
Yeah.
We're going to roll up a hamburger.
That's a big paper.
And you can write to Bob at...
Right, yeah.
Jail. Yeah. I think Kramer Hall's where all that went on.
Yep. It's legal now.
Right. I know. Yeah. I still feel guilty talking about it. Anyway, rolled stuffed burger. It's really cool. You just take a ball of hamburger like you'd make a patty out of, and you press it down on your cutting board on some wax paper, and you make a square out of it like you would for a bacon wrap, you know, whatever we used to call those things we used to make.
Fatties.
A fatty, yeah. So you flatten it out like that, and then you take some finely chopped or shredded cheese and maybe some finely chopped onion and pepper, whatever you want, and you make a little line in it, just like you would if you were rolling, say, anything up.
Pencil shavings.
Yes. And then you take that paper and you roll it over, and then you you knead that seam so it doesn't fall apart, and you grill it just like that. Pinch the ends, too, because that cheese will come oozing out.
Okay, and so you're making
a doobie.
Hot dog shapes out of
hamburgers. Making a doobie out of it.
Right. So
yeah, so you grill it up, and then you serve it on a hot dog bun.
I see.
And it's really nice to eat that way.
So I got a couple comments or questions, really. How do you keep it from falling apart? Do you roll it on the grill?
Yep,
or?
Yep. You have to slightly roll it as you cook it.
Okay.
So
how big around
is
it?
So you're going to have an area where you pinched it together. I'm going to put that down first and let that sear, just like I do with a bacon wrap. And that's going to weld it together, and then you just roll it a half turn, roll it a quarter turn.
And this is the size of a hot dog, size of a golf ball? What are you looking
at? Yeah, it's probably inch and a half around.
Okay.
Just a nice size.
I've done this before.
Just a nice size. Yeah, it's something I saw a while back.
And this is in replacement of a cheeseburger?
On a pop-up ad. It's just something cool and different to do.
Okay.
And, you know, for Father's Day, maybe
You
want to do something a little different.
Now, are you using 80-20 when you're doing that?
Yeah.
You're seasoning your meat ahead of time?
I'd probably go with like an 85.
Okay.
85% lean.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of fat in a burger. I don't want them super lean. I don't want grass-fed, that's for sure. I heard a guy talking the other day about grass-fed. Grass-fed. I had one of those cows.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
A little dry.
Oh.
I feed my cows other cows.
Oh, right, yeah. You got carna cows.
Exactly.
It's a cornucopia of beef up there. Up in there.
Funny. funny.
So what else we got, Brad? You got any other ideas from Garrett's Appliance that you can throw in? You got about 1 minute.
1 minute. Now you put me on the spot.
Pressure!
You know, I love the pressure. So
you got digital thermometers over
we
there?
We do. Thanks for bringing that up. I've got a ton of grilling accessories everywhere, from grill covers to thermometers to buckets to store your stuff in.
Do you have American Stockyard barbecue sauce?
I think we do.
I know you do.
And it's delicious. Yes, it is. Actually, I put it on some meat here the other day at work.
American Stockyard. Buy it.
Delicious.
And you got some of their hot sauces from Original One, too.
Yes, which will raise your eyebrows a little bit. Let's put it that way.
That's what we
Brad, if somebody's trying to find Garrett's to get the last-minute Father's Day gift, where are you at, man?
Yeah, so we got two locations, one in Kentwood on 29th and East Paris Avenue. The other one, our original store on 28th and Byron Center in Southwest Grand Rapids, as well as www.garrettsappliances.com. That's an S on Garrett's and an S on appliances.
Very cool. This is a great store. If you got a minute to swing by there, you will not be disappointed.
Tons hey, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Maybe Jop is updating our page. I have dumped Facebook, but I'm still on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy if you want to check me out on Twitter. Otherwise, go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com, and we're here every week.
We appreciate you tuning in each every week. We'll talk with you next week. Bye.